This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, June 26. Festus, puzzled by Paul. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 25. 3 days after arriving in the province, Festus went up from Caesarea to Jerusalem, where the chief priests and the Jewish leaders appeared before him and presented the charges against Paul. They requested Festus, as a favor to them, to have Paul transferred to Jerusalem, for they were preparing an ambush to kill him along the way. Festus answered, "Paul is being held at Caesarea, and I myself am going there soon. Let some of your leaders come with me, and if the man has done anything wrong, they can press charges against him there." After spending 8 or 10 days with them, Festus went down to Caesarea. The next day, he convened the court and ordered that Paul be brought before him. When Paul came in, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him. They brought many serious charges against him, but they could not prove them. Then Paul made his defense. "I've done nothing wrong against the Jewish law, or against the temple, or against Caesar." Festus, wishing to do the Jews a favor, said to Paul, "Are you willing to go up to Jerusalem and stand trial before me there on these charges?" Paul answered, "I am now standing before Caesar's court, where I ought to be tried. I have not done any wrong to the Jews, as you yourself know very well. If, however, I'm guilty of doing anything deserving death, I do not refuse to die. But if the charges brought against me by these Jews are not true, no one has the right to hand me over to them. I appeal to Caesar." After Festus had conferred with his council, he declared, "You have appealed to Caesar. To Caesar you will go." A few days later, King Agrippa and Bernice arrived at Caesarea to pay their respects to Festus. Since they were spending many days there, Festus discussed Paul's case with the king. He said, "There is a man here whom Felix left as a prisoner. When I went to Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews brought charges against him and asked that he be condemned. I told them that this is not the Roman custom to hand over anyone before they have faced their accusers and have had an opportunity to defend themselves against the charges. When they came here with me, I did not delay the case, but convened the court the next day and ordered the man to be brought in. When his accusers got up to speak, they did not charge him with any of the crimes I had expected. Instead, they had some points of dispute with him about their own religion and about a dead man named Jesus who Paul claimed was alive. I was at a loss how to investigate such matters, so I asked if he would be willing to go to Jerusalem and stand trial there on these charges. But when Paul made his appeal to be held over for the emperor's decision, I ordered him held until I could send him to Caesar." Then Agrippa said to Festus, "I would like to hear this man myself." He replied, "Tomorrow you will hear him." 2 years have passed since Paul came to the palace prison in Caesarea. Festus is now the governor instead of Felix. Felix thought he would be doing Paul's accusers a favor by leaving Paul in prison, but they want more. 2 years is a long time to wait for a decision from the court. 2 years is also a long time to hold on to anger, but Paul's accusers still want Paul to be killed. Festus is puzzled about how to proceed with the charges and the claim that Jesus is alive. He realizes he's been asked to decide a religious question about Jewish customs and practices, so he asks Paul if he wants to stand trial at Jerusalem. Rather than return to Jerusalem, Paul, as a Roman citizen, makes an appeal for his case to be heard by the emperor, Caesar. Leading up to this, Paul says, "If I am guilty of anything deserving death, I do not refuse to die." He's willing to die, but he has to be heard. He continues to follow the plan of God in order to be heard in Rome. The twists and turns of Paul's life are clarified by this truth. He's headed to Rome to testify about Jesus before the highest court in the world. Festus may be puzzled, but Paul is certain. Jesus is alive, and the others need to know this good news. Pray with me. Dear God, may the praise, testimony, and witness of our lives always be centered on this truth that puzzles people still today. Jesus is alive. In his name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.